And then you can just either move these just a little bit around. I'm gonna put this right in the middle. And look at that, friends. We have spring rolls that look amazing with a sauce that took us less than 30 seconds to assemble. Another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to do a quick tutorial on how to make garlic and ginger paste at home, fresh without all the preservatives and all that stuff in the bottle stuff. I have 5 pounds of peeled garlic here. Usually buy them peeled. I don't peel it. I just buy them from Sam's. I think they're available in a lot of Costco has it, Sam's has it, Walmart has it. A lot of other stores now do carry the, and you don't have to make a big batch like this, but I do just because then I don't have to worry about it for about 6 months, 6 to 8 months. So we're going to be using, I am going to be using 5 pounds of garlic. To that, I'm going to be adding 10 pounds of ginger. What I did with the ginger was I just kind of took out, you know, the heads and the dirty parts or the shriveled parts, cut them in bite-sized pieces, and just because I did this yesterday, I just soaked it up in water so they don't get dehydrated, so they're nice and hydrated. I've got salt to taste, got vinegar, got lemon juice, and I've got water, and that's all we need. So let's get started. What we're gonna do, the thing is, when you even do, let's say you did 2 cups of ginger and you did half of the garlic, you kinda wanna put it in one pot before you start freezing it. Just because we're gonna be adding the salt and vinegar to each one of these, you want all the taste to be the same. So that's why I'll be pouring it into here and then freezing it. So I'm going to go ahead and just eyeball some garlic in here. Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and add some ginger in here. You could use a blender if you wanted for this. Okay. To this, I'm just going to eyeball some salt. And I forgot a very important thing. Because I am going to be freezing this, I usually add a little bit of citric acid in here. Citric acid is a food preserver. So what I will do is we will add this in the end when the whole batch is done. To this, I'm just going to eyeball some vinegar, some lemon, and we're going to add the water if we need it when we start blending this. Now, as you can see, we are for sure gonna need some water because you can see that this part has all mixed and then the top has not. So what I usually do is I'm just gonna cover this, turn it on. I know it's really noisy. Wanted to show you how it's starting to really mix in up here. And that should be enough water for us in here. At this point, I'm just gonna go ahead and give it a little bit of a mix so we can get the all the sides of the ginger and garlic mixed in. And I let this go on, the noisy food processor, for a reason, because I wanted you to see how everything was just gonna incorporate on its own without me even mixing it. Now, I like the consistency of this, but if you wanted to, you could just, blend it more. It's up to you. I think it's good enough. So I'm gonna go ahead and add that into our mixing bowl here. And basically that's how I'm gonna go ahead and finish up the rest of my ginger and garlic. Now, let's say that this was the end of my ginger and garlic, then I would do is I would just sprinkle some citric acid in it, again, just for the preservative, to keep it nice and fresh, because it is gonna be in the freezer, but then what I do is when I do need it, I take it out of the freezer, put it in my refrigerator, and I usually have it in the refrigerator about a week or two for about this size container, because I use ginger and garlic in everything. It's got really great health benefits to it. It tastes wonderful. It seasons fish and meats and chickens really, really well. So basically, this is how I do my ginger and garlic. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna date this, and I'm gonna put the label on there. And this is basically gonna last me, this batch is gonna last me for about 6 to 8 months in the freezer. So I hope you guys enjoyed this quick tutorial on how to make
ginger. This concludes our tutorial on how to make ginger and garlic paste at home.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great tutorial. See you then, friends.